Music Monday of the Ozarks, if you are not familiar with it. That's really what it's all about. People who are involved in the music industry or in music making or in music publicity, et cetera, in some form or fashion. They're the lecture guest every first Monday of the month.
Yes. We had a good one in December. We honored Benny Mahan, and that was quite the...
That was a little different. You were doing a posthumous sort of thing there.
And we've got a couple of those coming up. We've got one in April with Jim Wunderly. And as everybody knows, Jim Wunderly.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And we're going to dedicate that month because he actually was one of the founding members, along with Brian Fogle and Lloyd Hicks, who's passed away. And Jim and those guys used to get together at the Dugout for lunch.
Right.
And discuss their album collections.
Which were all extensive.
Yes, very extensive. Lloyd, when he passed on, a gentleman from St. Louis bought his extent. I think it was like 1,000 albums or something.
Right, no doubt.
He just collected everything. And so it started out with that, and through we've gradually grown and grown to where now we're a 501c3, and we've had different venues. We were in the Dugout, and we kind of outgrew the Dugout.
Right.
And then we, luckily through Becky Overin, who works for KOLR, they kind of joined the group. And then we moved to University Plaza Hotel.
And you've been there for several years.
Yeah, we were there at least 3 years, very gracious. When John Q was still alive, he was on it. But unfortunately, everything changed. He sold the hotel, and they decided to start charging us and caused a few of those deals. And as a nonprofit organization, we make no money whatsoever. We get donations at the event itself.
Right.
Raise our love bucket. And we have a board of directors. And so then we knew something. We had to make a decision because it was costing us about $300 a month, $350 a month. We never had paid that before.
Sure. No, you never had those charges.
Surprise.
Yeah.
And so we looked around, and Robin Luke, who through Miles Sweeney, who is now a board member, Judge Sweeney,
right.
They're regulars over at the Elks Club. And the Elks Club said, yes, we would love to have you. And they've had some changes over there. They've redone the ballroom. They've expanded it, cleaned the stage up, and it makes it very, very nice for it. And the Elks, people don't understand who the Elks are, but the Elks go way back to the early 1900s.
Oh, yes.
And it was started, it originally was a building where they allowed vaudeville people, acts, and all kinds of things going on.
So there was performing going on in Elks lodges all the way from the beginning.
Yeah, they set up to take care of the traveling musicians, and I don't know if it was a person who was part of New York who loved helping the musicians and stuff, but he offered this hotel because musicians would come into town, circus people and everything, and had no place to stay.
Right.
Or were not allowed, or they didn't want that kind of crowd.
Yeah, right.
Kind of goes like with the Jubilee years long ago.
Right.
And the Elks became a traveling place for them to stay and perform.
And they're a service organization now. And have been for a very long
time. And
they're
more than happy to have us there.
So you will be on Monday, February 3rd from 6 till about 9 p.m. at the Elks Lodge at 2223 East Bennett, just east of the Kraft Building.
Yes.
And
plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. It's free and open to the public.
Free and open to the public, which is unusual for the Elks. And that shows you how much they want to do this and help us and everything like that. Great people. I've played music over there 4 or 5 years, and it's a great crowd. A lot of bands have played there, so they are musically oriented and support the arts very much so.
Now, once again, about Music Monday of the Ozarks, you invite, well, like I should say, the last time you did a tribute to a late musician, but most of the time you're bringing in people, inviting people who are part of the music industry, who have helped build the history of music here in the Ozarks area, to come in and talk about their lives. It's not mostly a performance thing. I mean, I guess sometimes they'll whip out a guitar or something, but it's mostly a Q&A. It's all mostly a kind of a talk and then a Q&A with the people who are there.
Yeah. Yes, that that was kind of the idea because that's how it kind of started.
Sure.
You know, they were talking, and what happened was Lloyd reached out to me. I think I was like the third guest or something, reached out to me to come and talk about the Finley River Rock Festival. And then they had Lloyd. And then Robin Luke, who just finished off as our president, he wrote a song called Susie Darling back in the late 50s and 60s. And he was Brian Fogle asked him to come and talk. And we've had everybody from the
You had me and Mike Smith.
Yeah, we had gentlemen. That's why we reach out. We think it's music. Any way that it is promoted, the Ozarks, whether it's radio, concerts, clubs, and
you
just
had,
the
you had
just the
Kyle Wiley Pickett a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, he was great. I thoroughly that was one of the best I'd ever heard. Mm. That gentleman there knows more about music, and he broke it down in segments and talked about how conductors work and how orchestras really work. And that's the thing that I always felt was missing. You know, pop and rock and roll, you know, it's great, but
that was the initial focus of the thing anyway, but
Right. Well, I pushed to expand it. I wanted to get more jazz. I wanted to get more of the symphony people angle. We had Rosemary Jackson who talked about the opera, and that in itself said a lot.
It'd
right
be great
there.
To get Michael Spires if you can get him tied down long enough to be here on a Monday.
On it.
Yeah.
We are working on it. And like some of the guests coming up now in March, we've got four women. I've always wanted to get women up there.
Sure.
To show how they're involved in the music scene and everything like that. And I've got Christy Meredith, jazz. We have Molly Healy, who's more the Americana type sound, and then Chris Palmer, who sings more pop, rock, and roll, and then we have Brenda Myers, who plays blues and is a drummer,
right,
and a singer. And I thought it would be nice to have four genres representative from four women who will tell their experiences and kind of roll it all into one. I've had women as one at a time, but I always wanted to get the performers up there. And we've also gone to more of an interview type situation. Instead of just having the artists up there talking, we have a gentleman or somebody to ask the questions and make it more like an interview and things like that.
When Kyle did it, I sat in and did that.
Randy's very good at that. And it's taken on its own thing, I guess you might want to say the word is. Music Monday has become very important. And we are now trying to put together a documentary, taking all the videos. We are now up to 60 videos.
Well, you said that you had gotten Color 10 because of Ms. Overend. You got Color 10 involved and their professional equipment is used to record each of these, to video each of these.
Right. We started off, actually it was Greg Burleson who started the video. Because he was friends with Brian, and Brian was inviting certain guests, and they wanted to use it to put in the Springfield Historic Museum.
Right. Okay.
And we went with Ed Filmer first, and then we moved into Brett, who was a cameraman from KOLR. And that lasted until KOLR said, well, we need him over here.
Yeah, he needed to do his job, actually. Yeah.
So we raised some money. We bought a really nice camera, and I took over the job of video, and because I've got a background in Dallas, I had my own television program, or I was part of a TV cable network type thing.
Yeah,
we call it Texas music scene. I did that for about 3 years, and I also helped organize the Dallas Songwriters Association, so I was familiar with that kind of deal because we'd have guests. And so we got our own equipment, and now Larry Lamano does our editing. And probably in the last year, most of it has been done in-house, what we do. But I'm now talking to some groups here. I don't know if I can say their name, but I took a class last semester in video editing, and I met Shannon Kay, who is part of Carbon Trace. And they do documentaries, and they're sponsored by the communications department, media department over there, professor over there, not sure of his name. But we're now have submitted our deal, and we're trying to put the money together to put this documentary of all the tapes that we have. And then John Sellers down at the
History Museum.
History Museum. Yeah. He's going to give us a corner. and we're going to set up a thing in there to people can access and see these people, see the history of the music in the Ozarks. And this will include people like the Weavers that go back to the late 30s, all the way up to today with the Daredevils and some of the blues and the jazz that's going on. And hopefully I will start bringing in some of the bands from the 80s and 90s and do that, because it is history.
It is, absolutely. That's the whole point, is to help propagate that history, preserve that history, let people know about that history, because not everybody does by any means.
No.
So
what's great is the stories. You go, wow, I didn't know that.
Sure.
You know, when we were doing Benny, there were some things that came out. Everybody was like, oh, I didn't know he did that. Or you never realize how talented that man was when people like Mel Tillis would say, you are a star. Or he goes to L.A. Cy was trying to get him hooked up. And the guy could sing any song, any style, anything that you wanted to. And people think of Benny as a club, nightclub singer or something, but the man was very, very talented. And then same with Larry Lee. When we had him, he talked about he was on 135 albums as an engineer, producer, or performer. I mean, you have, all you think is Daredevil, and you don't hear the part of what
the rest of what he has done in the music industry. Yeah, and that's exactly what Music Monday of the Ozarks is all about. What is membership? What kind of membership requirements are there to be part of that?
There are no membership. There are no dues. We don't take any money at the door. We pass the hat. Anybody can come and enjoy it. I am the person who kind of looks for the acts or books the backs acts, and it's usually somebody who suggests something.
Sure.
Like Michael, talk about some bluegrass type situation, or get this group. We've had the Chapmans, you know, and then he talked about Alan Monday, you know, and people who don't know who Alan Monday is, but he was on Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's album. He's a banjo player, worked with John Hartford and people like that. Right. And he'll be there in May. And then in April, we're dedicating that month for Jim Wunderly. So, and that's another thing. I asked for videos and pictures, and I just got inundated.
No doubt.
And that is one of my, I guess you call it, pet peeve. I sometimes don't like this separation and this kind of flack sometimes between musicians and stuff. When I was playing here in the 60s and 70s, we all reached out as much as we could to each other and kept the music scene alive and made it more than what it, you know, kept
what
it
had been.
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes it's kind of dropped off. I'm trying to encourage some of these younger people to come and hear some of this stuff.
Yes.
Because we used to do it at noon, and now we've moved it to the evening specifically because some people would say, well, I don't have time. I can't. Lunch is, I got to get my food and get back to work or something.
Right.
And now it's 6 o'clock. You can show up at 5:30, socialize. There is a bar. There is both Coca-Cola and drinks for everybody. And you can get ready to watch this. And it's, you know, bring your kids. Listen to these stories. They are very factual. They're good. They're entertaining. And you learn about it. I mean, when Randy and when you and Mike
yeah.
showed up,
yeah.
you said things about NPR. We were going, wow, I didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
And all the work that goes in behind all that. People look at television, I think, and they kind of get askewed about the hundreds of people that are back there on the stages and working and putting something like this together. And,
well, radio and, sure isn't like that.
Yeah.
At least not at this level.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You guys do a lot. Yeah, I mean, you do. You do. You.
I mean, just as far as the sheer numbers of people who are doing the work.
Well, you're also connected, though, to the national.
Yeah,
and look
yeah.
at all. You are part of that.
We are part of that. And
that whole public system that is, you know, and people should, you know, support it and fund it and take care of it the way you take care of your kids. I mean, it is a very vital, vital information for the world and the locals and everything else that goes on here.
Well, the music scene in Springfield and the Ozarks has been a vital, vitally alive and vibrant thing for decades, and you're helping to keep that alive with Music Monday of the Ozarks with a local jazz and gospel entertainer, Arthur Duncan, Monday evening, February 3rd, 6 to about 9 p.m. at the Elks Lodge on East Bennett Street. No admission charge. They do take, you're glad to take donations and so on. For information, you can, I think some of the best information is on your Facebook page, Music Monday of the Ozarks.
Yes.
Or you can call 863-9143.
Right. And also our website.
Yes.
Has a complete catalog of all the videos that we have done. Everybody says, well, you can go to musicmondayoftheozarks.com and under video archives, we also have a section where we have a memoriam dedicated to all those who have passed. And I understand we lost a person here. I forget her name, but I saw it in the paper where she did commercials and stuff like this, and she was an actress, and she would was in theater and things around here. I can't think of her name. Threadbill or something like that. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But it's always nice to know that that's the interesting other thing I like about the Ozarks. There are talent hidden in the cupboards of this area.
Yes.
And you never know. And, you know, sometimes the Weekend Guide kind of shadows it with what's popular, but you need to check it out because there are a lot of very talented people within the all over the Southwest area, including Joplin and everything else. The Ozarks is a big place.
Yes, it is. And the music scene here is equally big.
Yes.
And once again, you can see Arthur Duncan, hear him tell his story Monday, February 3rd, starting at 6 o'clock at the Elks Lodge, the new home for Music Monday of the Ozarks monthly Monday evening get-togethers. Visit musicmondayoftheozarks.com. or their Facebook page, or call 863-9143 for information. Chris, it's fun to have you here this morning.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
All right.